This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up, what's coming and going from Netflix this week? Microsoft launches a news app on Android and iOS. Four AirPlay receivers that are cheaper than Apple TV. CBS All Access will stream NFL games on mobile. Google Podcast update. And do you want to have a time spent feature for Facebook? Those stories and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1293 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, June 25th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a big warm welcome to the longtime listeners of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in and staying subscribed. Thank you. And welcome also to new listeners to the podcast as well. Thank you for so much for tuning in. If you are a new listener to this podcast, we'd like you to come over to geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the podcast. You can do so on Apple Podcasts, Android, email, Google Play, now Google Podcasts. We'll talk about that in a minute, a little bit later. Stitcher, TuneIn, RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can click on more subscribe options, and I'll show you how to get that taken care of for you. Further down on the website, you can subscribe to the newsletter. The newsletter contains all the links that are talked about in today's podcast. Also, we want you to visit geeknewscentral.com daily for all the latest content that the GNC writing team has put up. A lot of great articles on what's going on in the world of tech. If you have any feedback from me and comments, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. I am not on Twitter. However, you can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. Excuse me. You can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. Just search for my name. My name is spelled... first name is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. If you'd like to join us on our Slack channel, we got a lot of great folks hanging out and about what's going on in our world and about tech and things that are here and there and everywhere. You can do so by sending Todd an email at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. They'll get you set up and bring you on to the Slack channel. Or you can join us via geeknews.chat. A lot of folks there talking, hanging out with everybody. I'm usually there on Slack, the Slack channel, on the GNC Slack channel, and on the Geek News Central chat on geeknews.chat. You can send your toot there versus Twitter is tweet, so I don't know why geeknews.chat has toot, but there you go. You can watch on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel. You can watch also on the Apple TV. If you have an Amazon Echo, Google Home, or Cortana device, you can say one of the keywords for one of those devices. I'm not going to say them because I don't want to trigger anyone's devices or phones. You would say the keyword, then play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can listen on Stitcher or watch or listen on blueberry.com. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bame, the Pro Gear site written by the GNC team, The New Media Show with Todd and Rob Greenlee, and finally, Podcast Legends. This show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of podcast. Over at GoDaddy, you can get all of your GoDaddy products and services, anything you need to get your presence online, be it a blog, a podcast, an e-store, etc. There's many deals can be found, and Todd has some codes for you to save money. You can do so by saving 30% on new product purchases. You can get a .com for 99 cents newer transfer, a $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain, a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting first year with a free domain, or a 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder. Your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. Share these codes with the friends, family, people that you know. You can share them on Facebook, share them on Twitter. Great deals can be found, and you can save money and help Todd as well by supporting this podcast and also making sure that his bills are paid, the gas in the car, food on the table, bills, rent, mortgage, etc. Thank you so much for all that everyone that has supported the Geek News Central podcast with these GoDaddy codes and keeping the lights on at GNC. Okay, so as I mentioned a moment ago, Todd is still away on vacation. I've been filling in for him during the last three episodes, last Monday, this past Thursday, and today's episode. I want to just mention up the top now that before we get into the content, on last Thursday's episode, I had everything done. I prepped the show notes, recorded the show. When I went to upload the file, the audio file, apparently I missed something, technical editing software, I believe. Something happened. I really couldn't explain how that happened. However, when the file was uploaded and it was posted, it played Monday's episode instead of Thursday episode. So I had some help via Blueberry, a guy that works in Blueberry, who helped me get the file corrected it and uploaded. So in the podcast feed, it should have the right date, which was Thursday. Excuse me. So I apologize for that. It was in Monday's episode. I mentioned a while back, folks had mentioned to me and Todd that my audio level is low. So Todd sent me some software to get my audio level a little bit better. So now hopefully it's sounding a lot better with the audio level. And Thursday's episode was a little rough, and I realized it until after the fact. I do apologize for that. I'm still learning. I'm not a seasoned podcaster. I have a full-time job. I work as a collections representative for a company that I work for. So I'm still learning. I got the format down on, I'm not following Todd's format on the show, on the lineup, and prepping for the show with the articles that are going on, going on in the world today. So I'm still learning. So I appreciate everyone's feedback and giving me a lot of great advice, and it really helps me a lot. I really do appreciate it, and I very much appreciate Todd for allowing me to guest host the past three episodes. I look forward to guest hosting more of them while he's away, and I really, 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 really do appreciate it. It means very much to me, and I want to thank you all for your support and welcoming me with open arms. I've been been on the GNC team for over a year now, and I look forward to being on the looking forward to being part of the GNC team for as long as Todd will have me. So again, if you have any, I'd love to hear from you all on how I'm doing, advice, I'd love to hear from you all. And if you have anything, comments on from today's show, on what we're talking about, what I'm going over, talking about on this episode, please feel free to email me at pa@geeknewscentral.com. All right. First up, now I mentioned yesterday, last episode, there was a lot of Google news, and this week, or today, is no exception. There's a lot of Apple news, so we're going to get started with what's going on in Apple news. And first up, Apple announces repair program for its broken MacBook keyboards. This is on extremetech.com. There is apparently there's been problems with the MacBook Pro keyboard when it was last redesigned. Apple has announced that it will implement a new repair program and refund the payments of customers who previously paid Apple for repairs. There is a link in the show notes on the various MacBook Retinas and Pros in different sizes. And as a reminder, free Apple repairs aren't free. Okay. In other Apple news, Mark Gurman, he's a respected Apple journalist, and he got a huge scoop on Apple AirPods and also HomePods. There's a link in the, there's an article on MacRumors.com where there's a latest update on the AirPods. There's going to be a lower end iPod, higher end AirPod, and the next HomePod. Now, for the AirPod, apparently there's a rumor that's believed to be water resistant, protect against rain and precipitation. Precipitation. I'm probably mispronouncing that word. So, so apparently there's this again. This is all rumors. It's not set in stone. But Mark Gurman is well known for with his scoops, and a lot of the scoops that he's getting from Apple appears to be legit. So we'll keep an eye on the latest news coming from Apple, I believe later on this fall. In other Apple news gains 2018 midterm elections section. They launched a new 2018 midterm election for Apple News dedicated to highlighting reports about the numerous governmental office battles across the United States in the months ahead. Ahead of voting in November, the 2018 midterm election section can be accessed within Apple News via the new banner at the top of the For You tab, as well as the top stories and spotlight tabs. Continuing on the Apple News, there's more later that I was trying to put all together. There's a great deal on B&H for a MacBook Air that is about good and cheap as you can find one for a new Mac OS computer. Until the discount ends at midnight Eastern on June 28th, you can snag a 13-inch MacBook Air with 128 gigs of storage for $799, a savings of $200 off its original price. Your money will get the latest model in the Air family, since Apple has yet to unveil a refreshed version for 2018. So I'll have a link up in the show notes. The article is on The Verge. There's a link on B&H website where you can get this deal, which is a great deal for a MacBook Air, and it's good until midnight Eastern on June 28th. In other smartphone news, AndroidCentral.com has a article on the Moto G6 Play versus the Moto E5 Plus. Gives you a breakdown on the both phones, its specs, which one is best for you, the prices. It'll give you some information on that. And link will be up in the show notes for that. Next up, there's a great deal on a discounted DeWalt toolkit. This is on Kinja Deals, and I'm just waiting for this to load. I'm going to give you the price, but I'll have a link up in the show notes on the latest on this deal on a DeWalt toolkit. On lifehacker.com, I'll have a link up in the show notes on what's coming and going from Netflix this week of June 25th. A lot of titles, a lot of movie titles and TV series. I love Netflix. I try to binge watch TV shows on Netflix often. I didn't know this when I was going over my show prep, that Star Wars The Last Jedi is going to be hitting on Tuesday, June 6th, which is fantastic. I'm definitely going to make my make sure I'm going to watch that before it goes away. The new if these don't appeal to you, you can rewatch the Lethal all the Lethal Weapon movies before they leave Netflix on July 1st. So I'll have a link up in the show notes of all the titles that are leaving, coming and going this week. Smartphone, other smartphone news that are going on. Samsung may release three Galaxy S10 models, one with a triple rear camera. This is on CNET.com. I don't know why the third model, one of the models has has three rear cameras. I mean, to be honest, I mean, you have your front facing camera, you have your rear facing camera, you have, so three cameras is plenty. I mean, I'm sorry, two cameras is plenty. I don't see why anyone would need a three rear camera, but I guess Samsung is gonna put themselves out there on getting the third camera out. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. In other news, and I should have mentioned this at the top. I should have put this in my beginning of my Apple News Palooza, Apple Palooza. In the meantime, there's a good article on four AirPlay receivers that are cheaper than Apple TV. The AirPlay lets Apple users stream audio and video, plus mirror their device's screen on their device. The technology is built into the iPhone, iPad, MacBook, and Apple TV. It's the easiest way to cast audio or video from your iPhone to Apple TV. But those are limited options. What if you don't have an Apple TV, or you want to mirror your iOS device screen to your PC? Buying a $149 Apple TV or $349 Apple HomePod just isn't quite expensive. It's kind of expensive. So there's four receivers that you can check out. Link up in the show notes. It's on makeuseof.com. There's ANE Wish wireless Wi-Fi audio receiver. There is AirFoil, AirServer, and if you have a Raspberry Pi, you can make your own Raspberry Pi AirPlay receiver. So there's a link in here on how to save some money and with these receivers with the AirPlay. Tom mentioned about he was getting standing desks for his employees over at Blueberry at his new office in Ohio, and he mentioned in the podcast a few weeks ago that Apple employees are all getting standing desks. This is on TheVerge.com, where there is a 3-in-1 smart desk that has three screens and a built-in scanner. The desk has three 24-inch IPS touchscreen displays, which combined is a total of 72 inches. There is a company called Semtrux that uses a proprietary touch gesture system, so you can flip through images and documents with a wave of your hand. They're all connected to a Windows PC that's powered by an 8th generation Intel Core i7. And attached to the underside of the desk, there is one USB 3.1 Type C port, two USB 3.1 Type A, two USB 2, an audio jack, and Ethernet interface. And there's a YouTube video in the article. It's a gorgeous display, gorgeous set. The YouTube video is about a minute and 52 seconds. It shows off the the entire desk, shows how it works. It's really gorgeous looking. You can also charge your phone on it. It scans documents, and it's really cool looking. The one caveat, I don't know if Todd's going to want to purchase one of these. You may want to purchase one for himself, but it's a little pricey. It's $3,999. To be honest, when I saw this, it's gorgeous. But I work it, as I mentioned earlier. I have a full-time day job as a collections rep for this company that I work for. I would love it, you know, a smart desk like this. But I don't know if my company is going to shell out $4,000 for one or many employees. So I will have a link up in the show notes on this really cool smart desk. In other smartphone news, Nokia 3.1 goes on sale July 2nd for $159. This is on ubergizmo.com. For $159, this happens to be Nokia's most affordable smartphone with an 18:9 aspect ratio display. It is a 5.2-inch HD Plus panel and is powered by MediaTek's 6750 octa-core chipset, coupled with a 2 gig of RAM and 16 gigabytes of storage. The Nokia 3.1 also features a 13 megapixel rear and 8 megapixel front camera, a 2900 milliamp battery, and Android One. And since it's on the Android One program, the Nokia 3.1 is guaranteed to receive 3 years of monthly security patches and 2 years of Android OS updates. It ships with Android operating system Oreo out of the box. And this means that the device will be compatible with Android P that's due this year and the major platform update that comes next in 2019. It'll be available to purchase in the United States starting July 2nd in blue copper, black chrome, and white iron from Amazon and Best Buy for $159. So if you're looking, if you know someone who wants a cheap phone at a real cheap phone, that's a good deal. You can't beat it. Other news, Amazon expands Prime discounts to all Whole Foods stores this week. If you are a Amazon Prime customer and you have Whole Foods, like shop at Whole Foods, the company is now seeing that all Whole Foods and Whole Food 365 stores will offer discounts for Prime members starting Wednesday. Amazon Prime subscribers will get an extra 10% off sale items marked with a special yellow tag and large discounts on certain products marked with a blue Prime member deal label. Excuse me. So, link up in the show notes. Are you ready for some football? I know I am. I can't wait for football season to happen in September and watching it up on the big screen. But there are times when I want to go and I got to get my football fix. Well, luckily, CBS All Access NFL Games will help me out, and they will be. The CBS announced today that it extended its deal with the NFL and the network will stream NFL games via CBS All Access through the 2022 season. Additionally, those games can also be streamed on mobile devices starting this season. So I cannot wait until that happens, and I just got Google Access, CBS All Access, a few days ago, and I'm watching the latest back catalog of shows. So I'm excited when NFL comes and I can watch my NFL games on my smartphone, my Google Pixel. Tom mentioned a while back on the podcast about MoviePass and how he enjoys it, and he's enjoying saving some, getting his tickets on the app and going through the hassle of getting in line and all that good stuff. Now, apparently Alamo Drafthouse is getting on the movie subscription craze, dubbed the Alamo Season Pass. Simply use the Drafthouse mobile app to make your purchase, and once you arrive at the theater, it'll unlock your tickets. No need to wait in line. Scan your barcode at the box office. Your server will check your ticket once you're seated. When they take your food or drink order, you can purchase extra tickets for your party when you make your seat reservation. It is in beta right now, and apparently from this is from Engadget. It starts on July 18th, and it's only going to be at the Yonkers, New York location. So I imagine that once it rolls out and it's successful, I imagine it'll roll out to other Alamo Draft Houses in other locations. T-Mobile is coming out with a new family mode app, and Base Station for monitoring kids' internet use is on TheVerge.com. The service, they're launching a new subscription plan today as an add-on for subscribers to its T-Mobile and Simple Choice cell plans called Family Mode. It's designed to let parents monitor kids' screen time and internet use, both on mobile when using a cellular connection and at home through Wi-Fi, regardless of the types of home internet service you use. It provides real-time location updates and browser and app history reports, internet-free scheduling, and app and internet time limits. You can also award kids with more app and internet use and less stringent time limits as rewards through the service. The service starts at $10 a month and works on iOS and Android. So there's details on Family Mode and the details on the home base, the base station on, and they'll have a link up in the show notes on T-Mobile's new Family Mode app. Now, I'm on Facebook every day. And I check it in the morning, late in the afternoon, early evening. I don't. So most of the time I'm on Facebook is in the morning, first thing in the morning, and later in the afternoon, see what's going on. And then in the evening, I'm off Facebook. That's me. Well, apparently, I found on ubergizmo.com that Facebook is working on a time spent feature to its platform, to Facebook. This is a report coming from, it was reported that they were reported that Instagram was testing out a new feature, tells users how long they spent on the app. And it looks like Facebook is planning on introducing something similar. And this was reported by Jane Manchun Wong, who showed off some screenshots of this feature. And apparently it's showing, and if I'm pulling up looking at the screenshot right now, it shows the time per day spends, and it also will show you how you can manage your time. From appears to me from this article, it's not available as of yet. But to be honest, again, I'm not only on Facebook a very, very, very short period of time during a day, during a week. I know folks that are on a lot longer and post a lot of stuff on Facebook on their feed. To be honest, each person is different. But I like to ask all the listeners out there, how much do you spend on Facebook? Do you want a time spent feature on Facebook? Do you want to have your limit? You want to have your limit, your time limited? Do you want to have have Facebook, your time on Facebook shut off during a period of time or during a week or what have you? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you at PA@geeknewscentral.com. Also, I mentioned a moment ago about on top and how to subscribe to the podcast, the GNC podcast. Google Podcast has the latest update with trim silence. I don't know what trim silence means. It's on beta right now, version 8.9. There's different, you can use speed controls, and there's an option called trim silence. In the article, this is from 9to5 Google. It's not giving a detail on silence trim. I don't know what that is, but there is an update in beta on the latest with Google Podcasts. So subscribe to the show on Google Podcasts. It's a great way to, amongst all the other different apps that are out there, Google Podcasts, you should definitely check out. And finally, Han Solo's Star War Blaster sells for $550,000 at auction. Harrison Ford's blaster seen in the Star Wars film Return of the Jedi sold for $550,000 at Julian's Auction, Hollywood's Legend Auction, Saturday in Las Vegas. So Solo's blaster is part of a Star Wars collection being sold by a Return of the Jedi's art director, James L. Shupp. Other items from Shupp's collection that sold during the auction included an Imperial Scout Biker Scout Blaster that went for $90,625 and a Ewok Prop X for $11,000. So whoever bought these items has got to be a huge Star Wars fan. To be honest, if the person was a huge Star Wars fan, he shelled out $250,000, well over $250,000 for it. So, he is the proud owner of a Harrison Ford's, Star Wars blaster. Very cool. All right. That'll, wrap it up for me on this episode. Thank you so much for, tuning in. And, it's been great fun, being with you all, during these last three, podcast guest hosting. Again, Todd will be back on this coming Thursday live, on Thursday, June 28th. And we'll double check the date because my dates are not that great and it rhymes. Thursday, June 28th, 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. It's about 1 a.m. Eastern. And the podcast will be posted up on your podcast app for download the following morning. Yep, all right, Thursday, June 28th. It'll be uploaded Friday, June 29th, first thing in the morning. I'm going to definitely make sure that this is going to be uploaded correctly. Make sure that you're not getting a day before's podcast audio. This should be perfect when it's uploaded. It should be good. Okay. Excellent. All right. Very good. All right. Now, lastly, we love our GNC, supporters via the GNC Insiders. A lot of great support from all the GNC Insiders that are supporting the show. If you want to get another way, great way of supporting the show is to be an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. You can do so monthly with $2, $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 a month. There's a subscribe button on the website. If you prefer to mail your donation, you can do so. There's a mailing address. You can do so on the website at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can go support the show at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and geeknewscentral.com/insider. It's great being with you all this past three episodes. I look forward to talking to you soon. Again, Todd will be back this coming Thursday with a live episode of the Geek News Central podcast. Till then, talk to you all soon.